Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had that blues man on the back and he'd be pushing out the wheel.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Have a great visit with our good friend Giovanni Cortolo. Giovanni is the Vice President of Small Business Policies at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Giovanni, thanks for being here. USChamber.com, and you also have a website. Let me see. I've got it here somewhere. Giovanni,
let's see. Free Enterprise.
Yeah. There you go. Yep. That's a great one. And then also, here's one more. VoteForJobs.com. That's where you can find out about how the election, kind of the election is rolling out, and who your member of Congress is, who's running for election in your district, right?
That's correct. And,
so,
and you know, it's hard to ignore the fact we're going to have an election.
Yep.
Within several weeks, and that really can be a big determinant as how we move forward as a nation. And just to give your listeners some perspective, because a lot of them are just with these big question marks in their mind. The congressional middle has gone.
Right.
If you go back 30
That's
years
right.
ago, 50% of the Senate was comprised of members between the most liberal and the most conservative.
Yep.
If you look at the House, same was with the House 30 years ago, 344 of the members were between the most liberal and the most conservative. And today, in 2012, not one senator was in the middle.
Well, think about this, Giovanni. 20 years ago, you had a whole delegation of Blue Dog Democrats.
That's correct.
There were so many of them, they actually had their own designation. These were basically Democrats who operated in the middle, who could be counted on to be honest brokers. There's not a single Blue Dog anymore.
And your ideology overlap is very low.
Yeah.
People are losing faith because of it. People say, well, the American dream is no more. And unfortunately, what it has resulted in is no one having a national unified message.
Well, you got a case where right now Harry Reid won't bring up bills on the Senate because he's afraid a Republican will get credit for it by voting for it, even though it's bipartisan.
He's done a phenomenal job at protecting his Senate and basically. Think about this. The GOP is being termed as the party of no, whereas everything stops at the Senate. There's been 350 bills passed by the House sitting at the door in the Senate, and yet Harry Reid does not want to...
Many of them bipartisan.
Many of them bipartisan. And trying to... he won't expose his senators, especially those in vulnerable states,
mm-hmm.
for hard votes, and that's
as I said, allow a Republican to claim a vote for something that would benefit them. So, what are you seeing out there? What's the landscape look like for in the Senate, especially? There's not much drama or suspense with the House. What about the Senate?
Well, the Senate's it's going to come down to one or two states. Unfortunately, what you're going to see in Louisiana is a possible runoff because of their rules.
Right.
Understand, we have to come back in December in order to legislate. And a lot of what happens in December is going to depend on what happens as far as the D's taking over or continue to maintain the Senate or the R's taking over. Understand this. If the R's take over, and if we get a definitive ruling that the Republicans are going to have the Senate, you're going to see Harry Reid in this lame duck session
mm-hmm.
push through a lot of the judicial nominees,
right.
The nomination process because they're going to be losing power. If the R's are taking over, they're going to push a lot of legislation into the next year because they're
mm-hmm.
going to see it as to their advantage. So I mean, there's a lot at stake.
What it comes down to is you got Washington has become all about itself and not about the people at all anymore.
Oh, that's correct. And
what are we going to do about that? What are we going to do about that, Giovanni?
Well, we have to be in a situation where we can just be active on our best interest.
But maybe that, you know, the Tocqueville said, we get the government we deserve. Is this, you know, we voted these people in. Is this what we want? That's the question.
Well, and, for some way, we have to find out how to get that middle back.
We sure do. I agree. Yeah. Hey, Giovanni, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Giovanni Cortolo, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, one of our great friends, and one of your friends, too, whether you know it or not. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.